Testing. this is Spit in Your Ear here at CITR 101.9 FM. We are back, and we have another super special episode planned today. Jay, do you want to...
Sure, we got another record episode today. We just picked...
Yay!
Alex and I, we picked a bunch of... Not random records, but just stuff we liked out the back, so... Yeah.
Exciting stuff. So for those of you who don't know, our last episode of Spit in Your Ear was entirely 100% analog. And we played everything from our very own music library that hasn't seemed to be touched in a really long time. A really long time. So these records are getting a lot of love finally. Thanks to Spit in Your Ear here at CITR 101.9 FM, which is CITR's music collective, by the way. So if you want to be on air with us, feel free to join and email musicaffairs@citr.ca. And today in Studio A, we are live. I am Lana, and I am joined by...
Jay.
And Alex.
And Aman.
And Angie.
A lot of A's in here tonight. I should like move so you're sitting next to each other.
Jay rhymes too with A, so Jay, you're outnumbered.
So I'm gonna leave, I guess. Yeah. So let's get started. Let's get right into it. What are we gonna start with?
I think we got. You want to talk about them?
Sure. Well, no, I just found. Found these guys in the studio. They're from Vancouver. And conveniently also named OK Vancouver OK.
Whoa.
And this is from, I think, their latest album. It's called Outside Computer. And this is the first track either... Is it Go Ahead, I'm Late? Go Ahead, I'm Late.
Sounds an awful lot like another band that starts with
OK Computer.
ADO and ends with Ed.
I can only wait.
Okay, I'm on. Hello, hello, hello. We're back. Spit in your ear on CITR 101.9. And that was Go Ahead, I'm Late by OK Vancouver OK. And they're local, of course. So. Of course.
Of course.
Why wouldn't they be?
So we were just about to play a little game on air. But I think we're going to play some more music before we do that and keep you all on your toes. So Alex is currently queuing up another record. And...
What song are you playing?
We're playing Black Magic Woman.
All right, well, we're going to play Black Magic Woman by Santana next. Spit in your ear.
CITR 101.9 FM.
And you just heard Black Magic Woman by Santana. That's the second one. Ever. Yeah, Alex's favorite guitar player ever.
Fine, what's next?
Anyways, right before the break, we were discussing very personal, deep questions. And then we thought it would be fun to just talk about them on air and entertain all of you. So, should we get right into it? I'm just gonna say it. I'm just gonna ask. Are you ready? What color are you?
Dark red.
Dark red?
Oh, okay. Steve
Lacy,
whatever.
Yeah, okay.
Sorry.
Are we not adding textures? So, for context, this is a question that we just throw at the beginning of a lot of meetings. It's the question that I like to start all of the show host trainings with, because it says a lot about a person. It really probably doesn't, but it's a fun one to discuss either way. And so our first contenders, Jay with dark red, I guess.
What kind of texture are you looking for?
That's totally up to you.
All right. like a physical texture? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Could be any, whatever you deem auditory a texture to texture. Be. Yeah. Sensory synesthesia, common theme.
I like velvet.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. Correct answer.
I think that would be right.
Yeah. I'm just gonna go ahead. I'm gonna be selfish. My color, I'd say I'm a deep, deep, deep dark green. I always say that. I don't think I've ever changed my answer. And texture is velvet. So pretty similar.
Okay.
We're going for a Christmas theme here, it seems. Okay, I'm gonna pass on the
red,
mic.
Green, yellow.
Hi, it's Natalie, semi-regular vet. I think I always change my answer as opposed to Lana. I feel like mine is always very different and often related to what I'm wearing. But today I think I am like beige-ish, but like a warm beige. And the texture would be, I have this like really like ethnic immigrant ass blanket in my room that it's just that kind of like dense, like super heavy blanket. And if you know, you know. And I think that's the texture for me right now. It's like heavy, but like, you know, just looking for a little bit of comfort. I think that's my final answer. I'll pass it on. No.
Hi, it's Audrey. I would say my color right now is like, I guess kind of thinking the same thing, like an off-white. And for texture, I would say like, you know when paper gets really old and it gets like super soft?
Whoa.
That's my texture right now.
Like my books in the rain when I'm walking to class.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Amon. I'm a spit noob. It's my first time here. I would say, yay. I would say my color right now is like a very kind of synthetic bright green, kind of like a tennis ball, and I think I'm gonna go with like felt, like tennis ball felt as well. Yeah, that's me.
Can I ask why?
No. Moving on.
Okay. Moving on. Hi, I'm Angie.
Leading the fifth.
Yeah. I think today my color is ocean blue, and my texture is also the ocean, because I like the feeling of the ocean. If you've ever, like, swam in there, it feels kind of nice.
Whoa. Surface tension. I believe we have one more. One more, just dying to say it.
I know, I can't stop myself from talking on air. I don't know. my color right now is... yellow.
Whoa.
I know.
That's a common one, actually.
Thanks for calling me a normie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So basically, you're basically maybe think a little bit harder.
Yeah. But not highlighter yellow. Kind of a nicer orangey yellow.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Like a mustard?
Yeah, yeah. Maybe like a mustard.
Yourself, okay.
Yeah, is that a little more alt than, is that better? Is that less normal?
Is that what you wanted to hear?
Yeah.
Is that,
I don't know.
Let us. Shall we ask the audience? Phone in. Oh my God, and decide what Alex's color
what's
should
the
be.
Texture?
Yeah. What's the texture? Yeah.
The same one that oil paints come in. You know, ooh, like when you squeeze
it
out.
I love that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So much warmth. Yeah. Anyways, now that you know everything about us, and here's a peek into our super deeply personal lives. Here's a Green Day song.
Yeah. Did I tell the story?
Yeah. Oh, tell the story.
Yeah. So this record, it has a little note on it. It says, this is from 1990. This is like the first Green Day thing, I think. And it says, live on CITR, Monday, June 25th, midnight to 4. So I guess they played here on June 25th from midnight to 4 a.m. So
30 years ago.
Yeah, 32 years ago. Yeah.
Cyclical. All
right. So we're back.
Sick.
Sick. Sick. No.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Do you want to change the state of the world? But instead you keep buying material goods to satisfy whatever desire you have in that very moment? Me too. But now you can do both! Rock Shop and Community Thrift is a local vintage shop that fulfills your 1970s alt-chic fantasy while also supporting at-risk people through their compassionate and supportive work training program. All of their profits go to the PHS Community Services Society to support ongoing healthcare, harm reduction, and health promotion projects in Vancouver and Victoria. So stop by their two locations, Community Unisex on West Hastings or Community Frock Shop on Corral Street. And if you know any other local businesses that deserve recognition for their generous business practices or their contributions to the community, please DM us on Instagram at CITR and Discorder, because we would love to spotlight them. Because hey, if you can't stop buying, you might as well start supporting. Now the patriarchy is dead, and we killed it.
If you identify as a woman, femme, trans, or non-binary, CITR wants you on the air. You can talk about literally whatever you want as long as you care about it. No worries if you have no experience, we'll train you in everything you need to know. Come by CITR and say hi.
Hey.
Hi.
Hello.
From 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday to Friday to help us never play Led Zeppelin on CITR 101.9 FM ever again. I could be you.
Hello, hello, hello. We're back. CITR 101.9, spit in your ear.
Kiana does it best, but she left. Yeah, everyone do their best spit impression. I'm kidding. No. I'm kidding. We need to keep the door closed in here, and I don't want it to get musty.
That was, you just heard Don't Leave Me by Green Day.
Special album.
Yeah, special album.
Yeah.
With a story behind it, because they came here and played.
And if you missed the story, well, then that's tough. No, the story is that they actually played live at CITR from midnight to 4 a.m., was it?
Yeah, midnight to 4 a.m.
Yeah, 30 years ago. So...
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Back when they were just a wee little group.
Yeah, we were saying how that record actually sounded like something that you'd hear at a show at Redgate.
Oh, fun story. Whoa. I actually, I saw
Green Day at Redgate.
No. I saw the son of Billy Joe. Billy Joe's son has a band, I think, called Why Not. And I saw him play in Portland.
Whoa. Isn't that cool?
Yeah. At this 10-person venue.
Whoa, so intimate.
I'm sorry, I'm so indie and I know everything.
Sorry, I'm on his close friend's story. Yeah. You guys could never. So what do we have queued next?
All right, this next one is one of my favorite songs ever. It's called Coyote by Joni Mitchell.
No regrets, Coyote. We just come from such different sets of circumstance. I'm up all night in the studios and you're up early on your ranch. You'll be brushing out a broodmare's tail while the sun is ascending, and I'll just be getting home with my real to real. There's no comprehending just how close to the bone and the skin and the eyes and the lips you can get. Still feel so alone and still feel related, like stations in some relay. You're not a hit and run driver, no, racing away. You just picked up a hitcher, prisoner of the white lines on the freeway. Farmhouse burning down in the middle of nowhere, in the middle of the night. We roll right past that tragedy till we turn into some roadhouse lights where a local band was playing. Locals were up kicking and shaking on the floor. The next thing I know, that coyote's at my door. He pins me in a corner and he won't take no. He drags me out on the dance floor and we're dancing close and slow. Now he's got a woman at home. He's got another woman down the hall. He seems to want me anyway. Why'd you have to get so drunk and leave me on that way? You just picked up a hitcher, a prisoner of the white lines on the freeway. I looked a coyote right in the face on the road to Belgeny near my old hometown. He went running through the whisker weed, chasing some prize down, and a hawk was playing with him. Coyote was jumping straight up and making passes, had those same eyes just like yours under your dark glasses. Privately probing the public rooms, peeking through keyholes and numbered doors, where the players lick their wounds and take their temporary lovers and their pills and powders to get them through this passion play. No regrets, Coyote. Just get off up a ways. You just pick up a hitcher, a prisoner of the white lines on the freeway. Coyote's in the coffee shop. He's staring a hole in his scrambled eggs. He picks up my scent on his fingers while he's watching the waitress's legs. He's too far from the Bay of Fundy, from Appaloosas and eagles and tides, and the air-conditioned cubicles and the carbon ribbon rides are spilling it out so clear. Either he's gonna have to stand and fight or take off out of here. I tried to run away myself, to run away and wrestle with my ego. This flame you put here in this Eskimo, in this hitcher, in this prisoner of the fine white lines, of the white lines on the
go for right now? Authentic flour tortillas pan-fried until golden brown.
Yum!
Or vegan taco kits filled with traditional Mexican chilies and spices.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Or how about vegan potato and chorizo taquitos?
How can I get these foods immediately?
Buy Lita's Mexican Foods.
Sounds delicious. Tell me more.
Lita's Mexican Foods is a female-managed, plant-based Mexican food innovator in BC. Their products come prepackaged and frozen at tons of local grocery stores around Metro Vancouver. Not to mention they can be cooked in under 10 minutes.
Wow, that sounds perfect for me. I've been so busy lately and dinner takes so long to make. Where can I get my hands on some Lita's Mexican Foods?
Lots of places. Whole Foods, Choices, Stong's, Vegan Supply, Donald's, and even UBC Bookstore. Hey, where are you going?
To buy some Lita's Mexican Foods. See you later.
See ya.
We all know that the word jazz means many different things to many different people, so check out the real deal on The Jazz Show at CITR 101.9 FM or CITR.ca for live streaming. Yours truly, Gavin Walker, is your host, and I guarantee the straight goods of 3 hours of jazz at its finest. the jazz feature that focuses on a concept, an album, or an individual artist will be heard at the beginning of the show every Monday night right at 9 p.m. after our opening theme and announcement. So come on by and give your ears a musical workout, 9 p.m. Mondays. Don't miss it.
Hello, and welcome back to Spit in Your Ear at CITR. Next up, we have Poltergeist by Devours for you, so get ready.
On a physical copy as well. Shindig. And for those of you who don't know, Devours is Vancouver's very finest, who also has a side project called The Golden Age of Wrestling. So that's kind of the new era of Devours, but we're going to play a little bit of the final era of Devours here from this album, Escape from Planet Devours. That's a lot of Devours for one sentence. But here we go. Let's get right into it. And right before that, you heard Coyote by Joni Mitchell, also on a physical vinyl copy. So here it is, Poltergeist by Devours.
Lost within my own life than I am right now. There is no reason to fight when all of my efforts spiral down. Can someone please explain? Thank you.
What's up? You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. We are broadcasting from Vancouver campus. This next song you're about to hear is from a band called Tower of Power. Cool story, cool connection. The band leader for SNL, Kenny Pickett, is the saxophone player for Tower of Power. Anyone else listen to Tower of Power in here? I'm getting a lot of nods, a lot of yeses.
No.
Okay.
On my way here, yeah.
Heard
of
them. Okay, awesome. Great. Okay, Jay, how we doing?
We're good.
Okay, here is Only So Much Oil by Tower of Power.
Hello. All right. Next up, we have the Gun Club, and they're going to be performing some sex beats for us.
Whoa, content warning.
literal content warning.
So, get yourselves prepared. We're going to get this going.
Safe driving.
And yeah.
Shirley's got a lot on her lips. Jake's got a mucky shine on his head. And Tara Ann's got a tiger in her hips. They can twist and turn, they can move and burn. They can throw themselves against the wall. But they creep for what they need. And they explode to the call. And then they move. Very stupid like a saw. Very stupid as the simple thought of ever thinking at all. And all the mind, all the soul, all the body, all we know, all the things that should have made us whole. All the colorless security was only so it could go. Tropical apartments bed, your sacrificial pool. My body in the water, and my heart is in your hand. So this is the way you choose to send me to the judgment land. So you can't move, move. Oh, sex be
back. Hello, hello. Back at CITR 101.9 FM or 102 FM as indicated by the record we just played.
That's how old it is. And
vintage collection.
Slash, yeah.
So this was a pick by, whoa, we were just talking about how voice cracks are my signature and it just happened. I jinxed myself. This was a pick by Harmela who just came in to our episode, and I'm gonna let her give her little spiel.
I'm so sorry for doing that to everyone, first off. You guys didn't deserve that. You know, the album cover looked amazing. I saw a lot of POC, and it looked wonderful. And then I turn around, and I see all of these white men on the back, and I go, oh, no, no, no. So, yeah, I made a mistake, and I'll never do it again.
To be fair, the band is called Gun Club, so.
Okay. Yeah, again, I've learned from my mistakes. Never again.
Also, as we just said, it says 102 FM on the front, which it's obviously CITR is no longer 102 FM. So that indicates how far back it goes. And we,
whoa.
Yeah, so.
Deep analysis deep over
analysis.
Here.
Analysis, yeah, let's not
unpacking.
Get too into it because a lot to say about that one,
a lot to
CITR.
Say with 13 minutes to spare.
Yeah,
speaking
so,
of which, we have a special goodbye that needs to be done.
Yes, before we play the next song, I am going to leave to go get some groceries before I eat dinner. And don't worry, because you are being left in very capable hands of my friends at CITR FM. And who has the next song?
Jay, please
introduce the next song.
We're going to play some Sade because it's come to that. It's that part of the
evening. I'm missing Sade.
You're missing the healing.
You're from the last record.
Yeah.
Well, they didn't have the like redemption. a tattoo. Oh, so
I know.
I'll just listen to that on the bus ride home.
Yeah.
It's okay.
On your silly little digital library while we
How modern of
are
me.
Going through the real deal physical archives. We're gonna play Sally, I believe.
Yep.
From
queued up by Jay. Thanks, Jay.
Thanks, Jay.
From Diamond Life, queued up by Jay, and perhaps we may or may not have a little bit to talk about when we come back from the music break. I'll keep you on your toes.
Sally, she was there through the misery, just a place to lay his head.
Welcome back to Spit in Your Ear here at CITR 101.9 FM. You just heard Sally by Sade. Really nice way to close this one off. And not only that, but you heard it on a real physical copy that we touched with our very own hands. But on that note, we're going to have to wrap this one up. I'm so terribly sorry. So we will, we'll end it here.
And up next, the show up next is Exploding Head Movies, so stay tuned.
Stay tuned, and we'll leave you with some more Sade playing to smooth your conscience, appease you. But thank you for listening. We will be back in 2 weeks' time. And before that, for a special episode next Wednesday, December 7th at 6 p.m., live again in Studio A for 24 hours of student power. Woohoo! So stay tuned for that. And in the meantime, have a great evening. I am Lana, one of the amazing, many amazing hosts. And let's all do the rounds.
I am Harmela. Speaking of 24 hours of student power, if you love Black students, then you're going to love a little segment from the Black Student Union, which will be talking about who they are, who we are, what we do, and our goals for the rest of this year. Anywho, yeah, my name is Harmela. Passing it
Wednesday, on. Wednesday, December 7th.
My name is Audrey.
Safe.
My name is Natalie, veteran, survivor, perseverer. And hopefully Trooper. You'll hear me the next time we have a show. Hopefully.
My name is Aman. I just want to take a quick second to plug another, 24 Hours of Student Power show that's happening from 2 to 3 on December 7th. We're just going to be playing a bunch of songs made by students from our club, the Music Production Club, and the C4 Choral Composition Club. Definitely come and check that out.
All right, we're going to officially bring this to a close. Thank you all for tuning in, and we will see you on Wednesday, December 7th. Have a great night.
Six King, big time racketeer, back in full force.
This could be one of the big moments in your life. Don't make it your last.
Look, this thing might be bigger than even we thought.